years. This tune is called I Would Do It All Again, and yes, it is shortly to come out on a CD. Ready, guys? There was sitting out on the front porch swing, talking about the kinds of things that old folks talk about at the end of the day. Grandkids running through the flower beds, a joke he'd heard and a book she read. Then the old man took her hand and she heard him say, we were right. It's been a wonderful ride. I love you. Do it all again. In her heart she held every day they'd shared, and she remembered the way that they had always cared. In sunshine and hard times, they'd always been true. Back she wondered, he saw her smiling through her sudden tears as she whispered, oh yes, I would do it too. Oh, we were right and we were wrong. We were weak and we were strong. Sometimes we'd lose and then sometimes we'd win. I was just a kid, hearing everything. Now I sit here with you in the twilight's glow. Grandkids running through the flower beds, and I'm saying to you what my granddad said as he took her hand in his so long ago. We were right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon. Unplug.
So what do you think about Charlie's friends? And what do we think about Charlie? Let's go. And most importantly, what do we think about Big Daddy? You know, if you're in the South, you got to have a Big Daddy. And we've got ours. That was great, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, I'm going to make my smoke alarm announcement one more time because it's still here. It's not going anywhere. We don't have any breeze. If you're we'll probably have it all weekend, so plan accordingly. Remember, if you wear white or beige pants, to wipe the chair off before you sit down. That's the most important thing I found this morning that I didn't do. If you have respiratory problems, please make sure that sometime during the day that you go into the auditorium, which is up on top of the hill, you go to the bell tower, which is to your right, or you go out to the museum, which is behind us. Those are places where you should have a easier time getting your breath back and make sure you're not going into any having any kind of problem. Although it is smoky and the sun is not shining, for those of you who, a couple of your faces I remember who sat out here in 105 degree heat this time last year in the sun, do remember that it is really hot and you need to drink a lot of water. And that's my mother announcement for this set. But just make sure you do that. This afternoon, please try and go over to the Folklife area and see what's going on. Know that at 3 o'clock, wherever you are, we will have the procession of the species. And those are all of the adults and the students who have made masks and costumes to be different species that are native to Florida. And their own brand of music will be doing a procession throughout the park, and it should be a lot of fun to watch, and they should come by here about 3:30 this afternoon. So we will have that. Listening to Charlie Grote and friends, we heard a lot of music that made our history that we remember. I saw a lot of smiles out there. Probably you were thinking where you were the first time you heard some of those songs. But our history does lead us to our future, and out of some of that music has inspired a lot of musicians who do wonderful new music, some that you may not have heard, some you may have heard, some you can hear over and over if you'll just go up to the FOF tent, the Friends of Florida Folk, and purchase a CD of any of the performers you hear today. And it's right here. We made it real accessible to you. And you'll see some of their new music and some of their older music. Actually, the president of Florida FOF is with this next group. Paul Garfinkel and Al Scortino are both award-winning songwriters and singers. They have over a dozen honors between them. We're very proud to have them here at White Springs. The Creek by Paul Garfinkel was named the best new Florida song by the Will McLean Foundation in 1999, and Al Scortino's Ashley Gang was the runner-up in 1998. They have Al has two new CDs, Mr. Singer and the Promised Land, and they're up there. And Paul has a solo CD called Good Enough for Me, and it was named in the top 5 independent release of 1996. So you all need to make sure after you hear that and see what wonderful music that we all know they do that we're proud to share with you, that you get to hear it over and over. Also, someone that we at White Springs have seen for 20 years at the Folk Festival, Michelle Lowe, is also playing with them. She's a multi-talented musician, and you're going to really enjoy the work she does. Kay Garfinkel often joins the band, but she's doing mommy duty. They have a daughter doing something very important this weekend. She's going to the prom. And for those of you who have daughters, you know that is not just a one-night event. That is an event that lasts for weeks preceding it. So she is doing her mom duty, and we will miss her. But this weekend, and then Norm MacDonald, who we just can't seem to get off the stage, you know,
he's comes permanent
here with
now,
one and
yeah.
hangs in.
Oh. Just get the hook. Get the
but we're really lucky because he has a bag. He has a bag, as you've been hearing, of percussion instruments that are just really unique, and we really enjoy them. So I give to you now for the next little while the Ashley Gang.
Thanks. Ready?
Hey, lovely to be here. Welcome to the Florida Smoke Festival.
Florida Smoke Festival. We've renamed it.
Are you ready?
Well, they say the sun will shine today, and all the kids can go outside and play. Put your raincoats and your boots away, yeah, 'cause you won't need them anymore. Well, there has been a shift of power here, and the men in charge know where to steer. Their satellites say that it's crystal clear again, and we all win. And if the weathermen rule the world, well, every day would be just fine. If the weathermen rule the world, it would be summer all the time. Well, it won't be too hot today, and it won't be too cold. There will be no wars to wage. They've all been put on hold. And if the weathermen rule the world well, every day would be just fine. If the weathermen rule the world, it would be summer all the time. Well, what do politicians know? Hell, last year we had 6 months of snow. Well, they say the sun will shine today, and all the kids can go outside and play. Well, put your raincoats and your boots away, yeah. No, you won't need them anymore. And if the weathermen rule the world, well, every day would be just fine. If the weathermen rule the world, it would be summer all the time. It would be summer all the time. It would be summer all the time.
There we go.
Thanks.
A little more of this in the monitor, please. Thanks. Okay, well, we're from all over the place in Florida, from Jacksonville to Flagler Beach to Rockledge down to Sebastian. We all just live off of different exits of I-95. But we figure we're just all from somewhere in Florida. How's that for a say?
Wow, you're really on today.
It's about all you can say. From Ohio, he set out upon the highway in the summer, tired of winter. In its snow and ice cold winds, when he convinced her to survive the journey. And now they're somewhere in Florida, somewhere on the run, somewhere in under the sun. Up in Jersey, all his life he pushed the edges, walked on thin ice, finally thought twice. 95, 1,000 miles down to Sebastian, discovered true love. Now he's somewhere in Florida, somewhere on the run, somewhere in Florida, under the sun. Born in Nashville, only daughter of the vision she'd imagine, full of passion. Rides her horses in the pastures, past the palm trees, through the warm breeze. And now she's somewhere in Florida, somewhere on the run, somewhere in Florida, under . But he was born here before the rest of us arrived. He still remember sweet Septembers before the tourists ever stopped outside Orlando. Life we could not know. And now he's somewhere in Florida, somewhere on the run, somewhere in Florida, under the sun. In an orange grove by the lake, we found our voice in Pasco County. Ghostly poets, they protected and inspired what we created as the music faded. But now we're somewhere in Florida, somewhere on the run, somewhere in Florida.
Thank you very much. A little more guitar on the monitor, please. Thank you.
Yes, for me also. Thanks.
I don't need any.
Norm needs more guitar.
Thank y'all for braving this.
Thank you.
Nice, wonderful, clear, crystal Florida air.
Breathe deep.
It just brings back way too many memories.
If we all breathe real deep, it'll get rid of most of this stuff. Seen him standing by the railroad, like he was waiting for a train. I picked him up while he was walking, heading nowhere in the rain. And I said, "Mister, where are you going?" He said, "It's a hard thing to explain, but I've been walking on these railroad tracks since this whole world went insane. And I can hear the whistle blowing. Ooh, 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 I can almost smell the smoke. I believe this world was better when we were simple folk." He said, "You know, I've seen some changes. Sometimes it feels just like a dream.
This must be a dream.
And no one knows just where it goes. All caught up in this machine. But I can hear the whistle blowing. Ooh, 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 I can almost smell the smoke. I believe this world was better when we were simple folk. Sent a man up to the moon just to see what he could see. They're splitting atoms underground. It doesn't make much sense to me. Now we're all standing at the crossing. Yeah, we're all waiting for a train. One to take us back where we came from, before this whole world went insane. And I can hear the whistle blowing. smoke. And I believe this world was better when we were simple folk. And I can hear the whistle blowing. Ooh, I can almost smell the smoke. And I believe this world was better when we were simple folk.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. That was an
I didn't know I had family out there.
Hey. It's coming, it's coming. You got to work them up to a frenzy first.
Security, security.
We made some new friends this morning from Oak Hill Elementary School. All right.
Hey, stand up now. Take a bow. There. All right. These are the best behaved group of kids here today. I know that for a fact.
Including us.
Yes.
They tried to give us money.
There you go.
And we didn't take it.
They heard we do take bribes, yeah.
I come from Jacksonville. No boos or hisses or anything. Actually, there was a little fire down south of where we live yesterday. And Jacksonville and Duval County, Florida are one and the same thing. So I had a particularly bad day once upon a time a few years ago, and I wrote this love song for Jacksonville. It's called Duval Nights. Take 2 steps forward and 3 steps back. You wait a half an hour at the railroad track. It's always the same with the wind and the rain at your door. Drive down through San Marco, keep your feet off the floor. If you're rusted, then you're busted. But you've been down there before. Now there's not a dry spot in sight. You're feeling just a little uptight. Another Duval night. Back out on the road again as you head on down the street. Turn the radio on FM, but the songs are all repeats. The glow of the high beams in your mirror, much too bright to be ignored. You can smell the stale beer oozing through the windows of that Ford. Another stick up from a pickup at the drive-thru liquor store. Now those lights are still stuck on bright. You pray you'll make it home all right. Another Duval night. Duval night. Couples walk down by the river. Children playing in the park. Family shopping at the landing. Just don't go there after dark. When your long work day is over and the office empties out, and you head on down the boulevard to your cookie cutter house, they all look the same in those earth tone stuccos they said were sure to please. On the banks of your retention pond with 2 replanted trees, you sweat all through the summer and in the winter time you freeze. But it's all so happy and bright in the glow of your security light. Another Duval night. Another Duval night. Another Duval night. Thank you. Y'all come visit us in Jacksonville sometime. It's really a lot nicer than that.
Yeah. He just
he
had a
paints
bad
a pretty
day.
Picture.
So now what are we doing, Rip Road?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to do next?
Yeah.
I feel it cooling down. Smoke's blowing out of here. Imagination is a wonderful thing. This is a song I wrote about a little dirt road. It runs along the Indian River down where I live. They live kind of close
to it. Let's hear it for the Indian River.
They tell me it once was like crystal clear and you could actually see the bottom. It's not like that anymore. But this little dirt road runs along the river there, and it's used to be a great place to sit down on a Sunday afternoon and drink a cold one and fish a little bit. And it didn't matter much whether you caught anything or not. But they decided to develop it. Now you can't park down there and you can't fish down there, and they tell me it's still beautiful, but I think that's a different perspective. River Road. Sitting there, bare feet in an old lawn chair, cool breeze blowing through my hair on the river road. Cool shade in the warm sunshine, kids playing with a fishing line, mockingbirds and the dragonflies on the river road. Summer days we wasted there, didn't watch the time. Didn't think we had a care, they snuck up from behind. And then someone put up a gate, just another piece of real estate. Sold it for $1,000,008, goodbye to River Road. Big machines came and laid it low, all their money you think they know. It took 100 years to grow the trees on the River Road. And I wonder if they know what it is they've done. Maybe they'll just walk away into the setting sun. Took a picture long ago of a place I used to know. You could watch the river flow along the river road. And I remember sitting there, bare feet in an old lawn chair, cool breeze blowing through my hair on the river road. If you go down there today, there's nothing much to see. Nothing but the memories of things that used to be.
Said the weirdest thing happened. They gave us this, more minutes.
This, yeah.
It's always the opposite. So we can stay up here for a little bit more.
So what do you want to
do? Huh?
Yeah, I know, but you know, it's coming. It's coming. We don't want to lose our audience.
You want to try South of Jordan?
It's just south of Jordan.
Yeah.
Somewhere south
okay.
of Jordan? This is the dangerous key. You can tell we're a finely tuned machine.
Yes.
Stretch, okay.
This is one I wrote
about Florida, but the intent was to not mention anything Floridian and to see if it would come across as being about Florida by the negatives. if you don't understand that, you're not alone. It's called South of Georgia. Driving down old Route 17, heading out of the wastelands. One more night, then I'm on my way back home. Back to the girl I left waiting there. Back to the people I know. Back to the place where we never fear winter snow. And I've been all over this country. I've got to get my feet back in the sand. Well, you can send me anywhere in the world, as long as it's somewhere south of Georgia. Somewhere south of Georgia. I nearly froze in the northeast, and that's where I come from. I guess it's true that you can't go back, no matter how fast you run. And I've been all over this country. Gotta get my feet back in the sand. Well, you can send me anywhere in the world, as long as it's somewhere south of Georgia. Somewhere south of Georgia. I feel a warm tropical breeze call me home. The snow-covered mountains, and I've seen the deserts on fire. Midwestern plains in the summer rain could not cool my desire. And I've been all over this country. I've got to get my feet back in the sand. Well, you can send me anywhere in the world, as long as it's somewhere south of Georgia. Somewhere south of Georgia. Driving down old Route 17, heading out of the wastelands. One more night, then I'm on my way back home. Oh, and I've been all over this country. I've got to get my feet back in the sand. Well, you can send me anywhere in the world, as long as it's somewhere south of Georgia. Somewhere south of Georgia. Somewhere south of Georgia. Thanks. That'll teach them to give us extra time.
A couple of things coming up to remind people about over the next couple of months. In Daytona Beach, at the Band Shell, Vinton Fisher and Company, putting together a remarkable series of concerts. The Ashley Gang will be there on June 24th, opening for Greengrass Revival. And over 4th of July weekend, July 6th, we'll be there. You can get information on that series up at the FOF booth when you go up to buy your Ashley Gang CD.
There are new Ashley Gang t-shirts at the Will McLean tent also.
There we go.
When she was young, she glowed like the moon over Lake Okeechobee on a tropical June. The eagle adored her from such an altitude, but her beauty, it faded too soon.
Now she cries like a river, and she bends like a palm, and she gives like the sun when she rises at dawn, and she soars like an osprey, and she glides like a hawk in the wind. When she walks.
For cool white sand beaches, the Gulf of Mexico, the Keys, perfect sunset, the tangled old mangrove. Bear and the wildcat ran free not long ago, but Lord, she misses them so.
And now she cries like a river, and she bends like a palm, and she gives like the sun when she rises at dawn, and she soars like an osprey, and she glides like a hawk in the wind, and the tall pines whisper when she walks.
Henry Flagler's railroad laid her down and ran her through. When money talks, there's nothing much to do. And the glades are retreating from the cities and the kings. Can hardly find a manatee or a lonely sandhill crane. She's got too much to lose, and we've got so much to gain if we preserve the few that still remain.
And now she cries like a river, a palm, and she gives like the sun when she rises at dawn, and she soars like an osprey, and she glides like a hawk in the wind, and the tall pines whisper when she walks, when she walks.
When she walks.
Okay, 4 minutes, let's go right into it.
you. Our beautiful Florida. It's beautiful, even smoky, I have to say.
And this is about a not-so-beautiful group from the state.
It's dedicated to this second row
for these guys from Oak Hill Elementary School.
Hoodlums over here. Yeah. All right, let's
roll. The guy with the funny glasses.
They're bad.
Well, John Ashley grew up in the Everglades. He learned to hunt and fish, he learned the trapper's ways. And those that knew him said he wasn't all that bad. But those he murdered might just disagree with that. He took to robbing banks, he took to running rum. And of the 10 most wanted, he was number one. Seemed the sheriff, he was always on his trail. But the long arm of the law could not prevail till the Ashley gang went down. They went out looking for trouble, and trouble's what they found. Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. He'd see the Ashley gang go down. Well, I guess it was a family affair. Maybe progress was just more than they could bear. They never worked an honest job for honest pay. Three brothers and his father bit the dust along the way before the Ashley gang went down. They went out looking for trouble. Trouble's what they found. Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. He'd see the Ashley gang go down. And I guess some would say that John Ashley thought the crime would surely pay. Sheriff heard that they were heading up the coast, beneath the cover of the darkness like a ghost. And he decided that their spree would end right here, and he would keep the promise that he chased for all these years. They strung a logging chain right across the road, and sure enough, you know, it stopped those criminals cold. Some would say the sheriff murdered them in spite, but some believe there was one hell of a fight. When the Ashley gang went down, they went out looking for trouble. Trouble's what they found. Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. See the Ashley gang go down. Sheriff Baker made a promise before they laid him in the ground. He'd see the Ashley gang go down.
Bye. Thanks a lot. Sound
thanks.
Guys,
have
great,
a great
job.
Day.
Thank you. Stay
thank
tuned
you,
for
man.
Dave
Wonderful.
Dowling and the No-See-ums.
Thank you, Ashley gang. Now, I hope you all wrote that down on the list of CDs that you're going to pick up as you go out later this afternoon. You're not leaving till 5, so get out a piece of paper, write down, make sure you've written down all the groups that you're going to go up and purchase their CDs right up at the Foff booth. I hope also you'll take the opportunity this afternoon to go over to the Seminole Indian Camp, which is by the main entrance of the park, over by the old marble stage. The Seminole Tribe of Florida had the chickies made, and they were refurbished with palmetto thatch. And they built that in order to preserve one of the traditional arts in the and culture of the Seminole Indian Tribe of Florida, who is a major sponsor of this event, and we thank them for that. We have, you know, there are a lot of things that happen at the Folk Festival that are unexpected, and most of them are really good. This would be good if it was fog instead of smoke, because the sun's not here. So at least we got half right. But the surprise that David Dowling just got backstage was really an exciting surprise, and it's one that's going to be really good for you. David came a little while ago, and he said, you know, Carolyn, I think I'm going to be alone. I think the no-see-ums are no-see-ums. However, a few minutes ago, he had an exciting visit come in, Fiddlin' Jack Schuster, who hasn't been able to perform at this festival for 27 years because of his work and being different places, actually flew in on Friday from Guatemala just to attend the festival and to be able to play. So we're really excited to have him here. I was talking with David, and I have to tell you that I like stories about parents who sing to their children even though they really shouldn't be allowed to sing anywhere, being one of those parents. But David was telling me the story that both his parents sang. So from his mom, he learned Scottish songs, and from his dad, he learned train songs. And his first instrument he played was a tonette. Is anybody old enough to remember the tonette? A tonette? Well, David, you may have to tell them what that is, what a tonette is.
A tonette?
Yeah, that you played.
A tonette is a little plastic sub recorder that they give you in third grade in the 50s in South Carolina.
So that was his first. His next thing was a very poor guitar, which he learned to play Zippity Doo Dah and the theme from Zorro on. Now the music he's going to play today, and he's been performing for 12 to 14 years here at the Folk Festival, are all original songs. So we're really glad that he got the crummy guitar, that he had the background of parents who sang to him, because it's going to bring us beautiful music this afternoon. Dave Dowling and Fiddlin' Jack Schuster.
Okay, hello, how are you? A real surprise. Buenas tardes, Jaco.
Jaco. Buenas tardes.
Okay, I'm going to do songs from my two albums, one of which Jack helped me on a few years back. Here we go. Well, I grew up messing in the low tide mud. That mushy feeling sure is good. Catching them crabs, catching them shrimp. Oyster shell cuts make me limp. Rigging them lines, throwing that net. Can't catch no fish if your hook ain't wet. Roll the dice, life ain't fair. Sometimes seems that God don't care. Keep the faith, boy, fill your cup. Gotta keep them tail feathers up. Gotta keep them tail feathers up. Well, I twirled them radio knobs in bed. Then the pretty little girl started turning my head. Whenever you think you're getting real smart, you get knocked on your butt with a broken heart. You wanna have it all, that'd be so nice. But good God, I might have got to pay the price. Roll the dice, life ain't fair. Sometimes seems that God don't care. But keep the faith, boy, fill your cup. You got to keep them old tail feathers up. Got to keep them tail feathers up. Went wild in Spain and Africa too. Then the doctor man said, big surprise for you. Boy, you might make it, you might not. But I looked out, now I'm red hot. I know a fella who was eating apple pie. Now he's in the hospital waiting to die. roll the dice, life ain't fair. It sometimes seems that God don't care. Keep the faith, boy, fill your cup. You gotta keep them tail feathers up. Gotta keep them tail feathers up. Everybody wants that pie in the sky. I'm gonna beat that lotto before I die. Sign on the store says it's fun to play. Your cash is trash, hip, hip, hooray. Roll the dice, life ain't fair. Sometimes seems that God don't care. Keep the faith, boy, and fill your cup. You gotta keep them tail feathers up. Gotta keep them tail feathers up. Okay, thank you, everybody. How about the secondary smoke? Is it bothering you? I'll stop smoking if it's really bothering anybody. Okay. Let me do this one. When Jack appeared when I was making one of these albums, unexpected as always, that's his. That's the nature of a Schuster. And I was recording it, and I was doing this song about a mosquito, and an entomologist walked in the room, and I said, "You want to play on this?" He said, "Sure." I started showing him the chords, and he said, "Let's do it." And so we just did it, and let's do it again.
This is the first time I played this song since we recorded it.
I'm sure. A little springtime song. Well, I woke up this morning with blue jays in my ears. The robins and the mockingbirds have all appeared. With all the chirping and a tweeting, I don't care about a thing. Then my ear begins to hear the first mosquito of spring. The first mosquito of spring makes my blood pressure jump. He'll buzz around and bite me, leave me with a bump. A little bit later, all his friends will come fight. I'm gonna be scratching, squirming all night. Listen to that mosquito. I like the creatures that swim, I like the creatures that fly, I like the rainbow trouts, I like the butterfly. I like the ones that walk, I like the ones that crawl, but I ain't got no use for mosquitoes at all. The first mosquito of spring makes my blood pressure jump. He'll buzz around and bite me and leave me with a bump. A little bit later, his friends will come fight. I'm gonna be scratching, squirming all night. You know, the sweet springtime breeze is a good friend of mine. I've even got the sunset and the cool moonshine. I got so many things to be thankful for today. But most of all, I'm thankful for my mosquito spray. The first mosquito of spring makes my blood pressure jump. He'll buzz around and bite me and leave me with a bump. And a little bit later, his friends will come fight. I'm gonna be scratching, squirming all night.
Cool.
What a memory. He can remember that. Okay, that was very cool. I imagine Jack is going to be popping up all over this festival, so keep your eye out for him. He's a little feller. He's a little no-see-him. Most of them are bigger. But he's a pleasure to play with, so look out for him with whoever else he barges in on. Anybody from Georgia? Well, that's right. I know you are. Good to see you, by the way. Anybody from Florida who likes to buy gas in Georgia? Yeah, okay. Well, I got a song about that. I wrote this song back when the numbers on the pumps were different, and I can't change it for the syllables and the rhyme scheme and everything. So, you know, so when I say a more attractive price than you paid this morning, don't worry. It's just, it dates me. It tells you when I wrote the song. Georgia gas is mighty fine when you're watching them nickels, counting them dimes. You might make it home, your money might last if you just keep pumping Georgia gas. I like to buy my fuel at the lowest rate when I'm headed south to the Sunshine State. I just saw a sign that said 85.9. That's why I've got Georgia on my mind. Georgia gas is mighty fine when you're watching them nickels and you're counting them dimes. You might make it home, money might last if you just keep pumping Georgia gas. You know, I wouldn't buy an orange in the Peach State. If I was headed south, I'd just have to wait. I know how to make my greenbacks last, eating Florida citrus and pumping Georgia gas. Georgia gas is mighty fine when you watch them nickels, counting them dimes. You might make it home, your money might last if you just keep pumping the Georgia gas. If you live near the Georgia line, you can drive up and pump it most any time. You won't have to worry where your dollar bills went. With every gallon of gas, you save 15 cents. Georgia gas is mighty fine when you're watching them nickels, counting them dimes. You might make it home, your money might last if you just keep pumping the Georgia gas. You know I love my van. I always like to give her a filled up tank before the St. Mary's River. The devil went to Daytona for the spring break bash, but the devil went to Georgia to save a little cash. Georgia gas is mighty fine when you're watching them nickels, counting them dimes. You might make it home and your money might last if you just keep pumping Georgia gas. Okay, there's a good little gasoline song. We covered mosquitoes, gasoline, and feathers. How are we doing? Where's the people to tell me how many songs we've got left? I lose track of time. Is that how many? Doesn't matter. Just we'll just do something.
Pointing back there, I think. Time warp.
Let me try this one. How many of you are proud of your educations? Anybody proud of you? Me? I am. I got them all educated and everything.
David, what's the biggest word you know?
Well, schusteria. No, and I know a big one. We're going to do it in this song. I'm going to sing My Education Taught Me, the biggest song in the world, and I'm going to get to it here. Lost my train of thought. I was on another train there for a minute. Let's see. I guess it doesn't matter. I wrote this song on a bet. Or a dare or a threat or something in a bar one night. The guy said I couldn't write a song with this word in it. And I said, the hell I can't, and here it is. I speak good grammar. I'm always reading books. I can spot a Picasso by the way that it looks. I got a framed diploma. I read the book reviews. I got an Encyclopedia Britannica too. I can diagram any sentence that you say. I even got me a thesaurus autographed by Roger. I speak a little Spanish. I can read a little French. My thirst for knowledge just can't be quenched. I'm an educated man.
He's an educated man.
that's what I am.
Oh, yeah.
Listen here. Anti-disestablishmentarianism, ain't I smart?
Ain't he smart?
Well, I know all the kings of England. And long division, too. I can make red litmus paper turn bright blue. Beethoven's fifth ain't nothing new to me. And I can speak fluent trigonometry. I'll recite a little Shakespeare, if you folks are into that. Or William Blake, or E.E. Cummings. I'm a literary cat. Come on, let's play a little Scrabble. Let's play a little chess. I'm a mighty smart cookie when you put me to the test. I'm an educated man. That's what I am. Listen here. Anti-disestablishmentarianism, ain't I smart? I can use big words. I can take square roots. I read the stock report. Man, I can toot on the flute. I got books in my bedroom. I got books by in the bed. My bathroom books by my bed. Bet you can't name a damn book I ain't read. I go to the opera. I hang out there all the time. I write all my love letters and sonnets that rhyme. Sometime I like to take a little walk downtown and let the people hear my adjectives, my verbs, and my nouns. I'm an educated man. Yeah, that's what I am. Here we go. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. Make it longer. Ain't I smart?
Ain't he smart?
Ain't Jack smart? You know he's smart. He's one of them damn professors. Yep. I saw that. I read a Bob Dylan quote since he turned 60 yesterday. Bob Dylan said that colleges and old age homes have a whole lot in common except more people die in colleges. Oh, boy. He didn't stay in college long. He went to college. Bob went to college. He just didn't get much of a kick out of it.
More roaches die in the old age home.
That's right. That's right. And I was in one this morning, but boy, seems like a week ago now. How are we doing? Another song? I don't think anybody's in control here.
No, you look this way.
Huh? Oh, this way.
This
oh,
way.
This is the way. Seven more songs.
Seven more songs.
Good try.
Seven more minutes.
Seven more minutes. All right, all right.
7 minutes?
Seven minutes.
Seven verses, okay. Jack, why don't you just flash the product here?
If you do. Yes, the product.
My able assistant here, my magician's assistant, is going to now saw the box and saw the lady in half.
This
product.
Is a product. Actually, there's two products here. One product and another product. They're both like rectangular. Rectangular products for sale. I presume they're for sale.
That's right, and there's something inside them, too.
There's something inside of them. A surprise for your lady of your life.
Right.
Or your man of your life, be as it may.
Right. If you buy them, you'll like them. Thank you very much. That's the end of the commercial moment. But buy stuff from all these performers, though. A lot of people here play for no pay, but it sure is a nice way to express your appreciation.
Now that you mention,
when you buy their stuff,
yeah,
and I mean, you've got one.
I got two of them of my own too. I didn't have to bring. I didn't know I was going to be playing them right here. So,
okay,
you know, but I'll look for my campsite.
Everybody will take a check here. Don't worry.
Except me. I don't take checks. I can't cash them in Guatemala.
Okay, here's a song about my friend William Thorpe when we were living in the Outer Banks of North Carolina in 1977. And his house caught on fire, and we had a little adventure that night. William's still a friend, and a fiddler, and a fisherman. And here we go. Now, the first line of this song says California. Don't worry, it's still North Carolina. They called our part of town the California section. Now the California section of that North Carolina town probably wasn't where you'd want to be. But the rent was cheap. My friends were living there. That was good enough for me. Now the boats brought in the flounder and the sea trout and the shrimp. And on a good day, you could get 16 hours in. You could hear 1,000 jokes and make about 60 or 70 bucks. Grab a six-pack, go on home, pick your mandolin. And on the coldest night of the year, north wind howling through the wall into your ear. Chimney place caught fire out on our side of town. Had to lend William Thorpe a pair of my britches to watch his house burn down. The whole house burned down. The artwork, the fiddle, and the books, the whole house burned down. The kitchen itself got cooked. And the night was full of whiskey and Irish music on the phonograph. And we philosophized until we laughed. God almighty, we laughed. There's nothing else to do. I always love to hear William laugh. I still do. On the coldest night of the year, north wind howling through the wall into your ear. The chimney place caught fire out on our side of town. I had to lend William Thorpe a pair of my britches to watch his house burn down. The whole house burned down. But he escaped with his daughter and wife. Yeah, he might have forgotten his trousers, but they saved each other's lives. Then the night was full of whiskey and Irish music on my phonograph, and we philosophized until we laughed. God almighty, we laughed. There was nothing else to do. I always loved to hear William laugh. I still do. Okay, thank you very much. I think that probably takes care of our act. Stick around for what's coming on next, and thank you very much. Watch for us playing around. And thanks to this is a wonderful MC. This is a good one.
Thank you, David.
Okay, let's hear it for the MC. That's important. And the sound man. Okay. Applaud for everybody. Thanks.
Thank you, David. That was wonderful. I love the stories songs. The ones where you can sit and you're listening and you can just visualize that story. And I think that Fiddlin' Jack made a good decision to come home and come to this festival. Don't you all think so? I think that was a good decision. And thank you, David, for letting him join your act this afternoon.
Well, he's so big, I can't tell him not
to. He's so big, he can't tell him not to. We don't have any more new news on the smoke, except that it seems to be getting thicker. And you knew that already. But let me remind you, because I see a few new faces since I said it a couple of acts ago, make sure if you're having any breathing problems, you go into either the tower, which is to your right, up to the auditorium, which is directly behind you, or if you're walking back and you're in the Folklife area, to the museum. Those have reconditioned air, and it's a little better for you than what's out here. If you're having severe respiratory, feel you're having severe respiratory problems from all this smoke, please see the EMS guys at the top of the hill. It's still hot out here. Drink lots of water so that we don't have you falling out on us. There's a lot going on this weekend. There are the craft people, our artists over here on the hillside. There are more artists at the old marble stage. We'd love for you to stay right here with us on the hill and our food vendors and our craft people in this stage all day. But if you do that, you could miss wherever you're not, you're missing something. But to take real advantage of everything, get a schedule, mark it out, and try and see as many things as you can see and as many of the performances and many of the artists as you can, because it's really phenomenal. You need to stay around for the whole weekend. We did have someone say that maybe that's, the smoke is getting worse because they heard it might clear out. I'm not convinced that's going to happen, but hope springs eternal. If you're near, if you stay for the show tonight but you're not staying all night, add an extra few minutes on your way out to walk through the campground. Look at the campground, at the new sites that have been built in this campground, and listen to the music that's being played by so many of our artists that you've heard today on the stage and as you might have missed. It's really spectacular when all these different groups are playing together and sharing, and you're going to enjoy that a great deal. We have so much talent. We have a lot of the performers that I've had the privilege to introduce to you all today have been playing at the festival for a long time, and you've heard them. And we always are so happy when we add to the Florida Folk Festival family new musicians that they're not necessarily new musicians, but they're musicians that we haven't been privileged to have with us in a long time. And we have someone who is new. She started coming to the Folk Festival in 1998, and that's new if you've been coming about 20 years. And we're so excited to have Terry Binion with us. She has toured nationally with the Indigo Girls, and she was in Oxford American Magazine included her song Locomotive on their 1999 Southern Music CD. And that CD was not just new performers, it was new and upcoming performers along with Bob Dylan, June Carter Cash, John Prine, and many more. So she has extraordinary talent as a songwriter, as a musician. Please welcome Terry Binion.
Thank you very much. It's good to know who your friends are, and more about those that ain't. It's good to step on up with the truth when no one's taking the blame. And it's good to use the eyes in the back of your head. Well, it's good to have a family, especially one that talks. Or you best find yourself an angel, one that stands about 6 feet tall. Oh, what a relief to have somewhere to run at the end of the scary day. Well, it pays to have a remedy when your whole world takes a fall, 'cause you know it will time and again when you feel like you're losing it all. And like they say, have a little faith and start all over again. Again. Finally, easier times have come of this life. And finally I found someone who can tell me why. It's good to open your heart and let somebody in. this life. And finally, finally I found someone who can tell me why. It's good to open your heart and let somebody in. Winds of change blowing, believe in the forces of nature, of sins to use the tools at hand. And it's good to go on and check the weather every now and then. Every now and then, finally, easier times have come of this life. Someone who can tell me why. It's good to open your heart and let somebody in. Thank you very much. This is a song I wrote soon after I taped up my windows and doors during Hurricane Floyd, and this is called Coming of the Hurricane. Some water, gonna fetch a pail, fetch another pail, maybe one more to bathe ourselves in later. Fetch a pail, fetch another pail, and where will we go to lay our three heads safe from the glass, wind and rain? I need my babies to be safe. Reckon I'll pull some light to me. Gonna pull the light we need. Candle in the drawer and a saucer for beneath. Gonna pull the light we need. And where will we go to lay our three heads safe from the glass, wind and rain, from the glass, wind and rain? Someday this marsh gonna break away, and the concrete lion that great of is, and this southeast prairie will leave in our memory. Come another hurricane season like this. Come another hurricane season like this. La da 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 da. Write a letter to the one I love. Bury it deep just to be found years later, neath the rubble, beneath the mud. As if the storm should pass, and I have not survived, the safe world will know my love. The safe world will know my love. So sister, grab that fiddle and put it way up high in a closet, way up high. Floyd, don't blow the roof off, then we'll play another round. Put that fiddle way up high, and hope the mighty hand of God will turn this storm around, and we'll wake up safe and dry, and we'll wake up safe and dry. Someday this marsh gonna break away, and the concrete lying that great abyss, and this southeast prairie will leave on a memory. Come another hurricane season like this. Someday this marsh gonna break away, and the concrete lying that great abyss, and this southeast prairie will leave in a memory. Come another hurricane season like this. Come another hurricane season like
you all to look over to your right. The animal parade is coming through. This is the procession of the species. This is part of our Children's Day. The students who you see have made their costumes and their masks representing different species and animals in Florida. Please give them a big hand. They worked really hard. And they did this morning all with staff from the University of Florida and the if I'm right, Eric. And Dale Kreider, who many of you have heard sing for many years and does environmental sciences. And they're all going to walk through the park, so you might see them some other place. But they have learned a lot about the different animals that are native to our beautiful state. And they are showing off their stuff. Thank you so much, and thank you, Terry, for letting us have that minute. I'm sorry. And if Jane Hill can hear me, we have your driver's license at the back porch.
I remember last winter, these words he said, When I hold you, girl, I cling to dear life. Now those words, they linger, turn round in my head. He's left me lonesome tonight. He built me a fire before he left that'll barely make it till dawn. And though he promised he loved me no less, words like that blow like ash in a storm. And it's gonna be a long, cold winter. Days whipping, winds cross the plains. Nights with a cold steel blue moon shining white light through the lonesome soul that remains. Maybe he's out discovering things he needs to do, and he's doing them without me these days. Maybe he's found another to hold on to. Last winter couldn't drive that man away. If my when I hold you, girl, I cling to dear life. Now those words, they linger, turn round in my head. He's left me lonesome tonight. And it's gonna shining white light through the lonesome soul that remains. Oh, he's left me lonesome tonight. Thank you. Here's a new little tiny song called Sweet Satellite. Mm-hmm. such sweet relief. You bring me no brighter star could save me. I look for my sweet relief. Needn't look for, only a fool would stay fixed on Mars. I look for my sweet satellite.